Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Biden and his potential rival for the White House, former President Donald Trump, are both going to visit striking auto workers in Michigan this week. NPR's Mara Liasson tells us more.
On Tuesday, President Biden will become the first president ever to walk a picket line. He's proud of calling himself the most pro-union president in history, and next year he will need the support of auto workers in the important swing state of Michigan. A prolonged auto strike could hurt the economy and his re-election chances. On Wednesday, the day after Biden's visit, Trump is planning a speech in Michigan. Trump has support among auto workers, if not their union leaders, and he's been blaming Biden's pro-electric vehicle policies for the auto industry's problems. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The European Union is condemning the violence in Kosovo that killed one police officer and wounded several others this weekend. Terry Schultz reports that Kosovo is accusing Serbia of supporting the attackers.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, who's also brokering peace talks between Kosovo and Serbia, says the violence must stop immediately. Borrell underscores that the facts surrounding the fatal attack must be determined and the perpetrators punished. Kosovo Prime Minister Albin Kurti says masked men with heavy weapons opened fire on a police patrol, which had been sent to deal with trucks which were blocking a bridge into a city near Kosovo's border with Serbia. Kurti says the perpetrators were part of an armed gang supported by Serbia. The Kosovo Diocese of the Serbian Orthodox Church said it had also been attacked by the group, which broke down a locked gate into its monastery. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
On Maui, thousands of Lahaina residents and property owners have been anxiously waiting to see in person what they lost and if anything remains from the wildfires that destroyed their town almost 7 weeks ago. Passes for the visits were issued over the weekend. A select group will be among the first to enter the burn zone on Monday. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio has the details.
Officials are restricting access to areas in the actual burn zone that have been cleared by the EPA of toxic debris. For the first ones returning, that's only property on Kaneao Road, known as Zone 1C. Residents had to prove they lived in or owned property in that area. They then were issued personal protective equipment and given a demonstration of how to wear the special suits, booties, gloves, and masks. All were warned to avoid breathing the hazardous air and to rest frequently. Even though aerial images show not much is left of their longtime homes, some built in the 70s, residents said they were ready to return to grieve and heal as much as possible. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
NASA's first asteroid samples are now on Earth. A space capsule carrying the samples landed in a Utah desert on Sunday. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft released the capsule into Earth's atmosphere following a 7-year journey to asteroid Bennu and back. You're listening to NPR News. The nation's capital is saying goodbye to some of its most beloved residents, the giant pandas. Through the rest of the month, the National Zoo is putting on a panda-themed palooza to mark the departure of its three panda bears, and they're going back to China. But as NPR's Emma Bowman reports, a looming government shutdown could cut the celebration short.
Two panda parents and their 3-year-old son are leaving the Washington, D.C. Zoo by early December. China loaned the pandas to the zoo as part of the country's so-called panda diplomacy. The send-off celebrations give panda lovers one last chance to see the trio. After their journey home, the zoo will be pandaless for the first time in 50 years. The last day to see the pandas is also the deadline for Congress to pass a funding bill. If it doesn't, the government shuts down. And so too does the federally funded zoo. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
The Miami Dolphins scored the most points in a game by an NFL team since 1966 on Sunday with a 70-20 drubbing of the Denver Broncos. They also finished just 2 points short of the NFL's regular season record set in 1966 when Washington scored 72 points against the Giants. They're the fourth team in NFL history to score at least 70 points in a regular season or playoff game. The weekly AP college football rankings are out, and there was little movement in the top five this week. Georgia remains in the number one slot, followed by Michigan and Texas. The Ohio State Buckeyes jumped 2 places to land at number 4 after beating Notre Dame on Saturday, and Florida State is in 5th. Georgia and Michigan are the only 2 games in the top 5 to have not beaten the top 10 team this year. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.